Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is where the extraordinary is not fiction, it's the conversation. Today you're going to witness something rarely seen in our world, where two human channels sharing one mind, one voice, one source. AJ Kavanaugh and Thomas Workman, or Tom Workman, merge consciousness to bring through the guides. This is a collective of multidimensional beings who are speaking on behalf of universal source itself. And their simultaneous trance is more than communication. It's a transmission of frequency, and it's meant to awaken the remembrance of who we truly are. So stay with us, because in the next hour or so, you're going to experience revelations, wink, wink, channeling, and these items that we're all going to be realizing, remembering about ourselves and why we're here, could actually rewrite how you understand yourself, your soul, and the higher intelligence guiding humanity's evolution right now. And if you would like to learn more about these amazing men, go to speakingfromsource.com. And with that, I welcome Tom and AJ to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
We're so delighted to be here. What an honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so excited to have the guides meet your audience and for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And I'm so grateful. I always feel like when I'm brought together with somebody that I don't know, and now after researching you, I'm like, wow, these guys are really out there. Amazing our paths didn't cross before, but I so trust in the divine timing of this for me, for the audience. And I'm excited to introduce you. So we talked a little bit in the introduction about this is a trance you go into together. You share this unified mind when you channel the guides. Can you describe what does it feel like? First of all, how do you go relax yourself in order to receive this? And then what does it feel like being in this very merged state? Because that's quite different from individual channeling.
Yeah. You know, Debbie, what's so interesting about that is that I think this is where we're all headed. So we know that our ascension, our evolution is moving us towards the ability to understand one another on this psychic level. And we already practice this. You know, when somebody comes into a room and you're like, oh, something's wrong, something's not good, that's the same thing. And you already know when, oh, somebody, I need to call so-and-so. I just don't know why, but I know I need to call them. That's the same kind of shared mind that I think is only going to accelerate. It's in our abilities now. But here's the exciting thing about that. I always remind people of that at this time, because you can't lie telepathically. It is what it is, right? So I know you can cover your bad mood all you want to, but I know. I can read it. And think of how exciting our society will be when that's the case, when deceit is evolved away. Imagine how exciting that can be.
Yeah, and you know, we also already know the power of when two people come together, whether it be a sacred union or whether it be those of like mind, even the aspect of praying together or meditating together, that energy is amplified. And what's happening now at this time of conscious awakening is that those doors are flying open to the type of abilities that we ourselves can access. And it was just amazing because Tom and myself have been spiritual most all our lives, and we had our individual practices. But when we came together and we held space for each other, channeling, then this magic happened. And the guides literally said, we want you to channel together as an illustration of this one mind, this one consciousness, this unity consciousness that is coming. Because, when you have this sacred awareness that we're all connected, the left arm literally cannot fight with the right arm because it's the same being, it's the same consciousness. And so often the guide's messages are all about transcending this idea of separation.
That's correct. Right. And so connectedness doesn't mean a loss of individuality. So it's interesting, when we channel together, we're not always channeling the same entity, because this is a collective. And in fact, they gave us an image early of almost like a container that had faces coming out of it, like a balloon, different faces coming out. And that is because there are multiple perspectives in the universe. There's differences across interdimensional and celestial and ancestral beings. They each carry a perspective. And so who comes forward is based upon the energies that are needed in the moment. So it's interesting, because there's almost an internal conversation going on between us. Many, many times AJ will be channeling, and I'll get a word and AJ will say it, and vice versa. And it's so interesting, because it's almost like this dialogue across all of these entities. It's really, and they don't always speak in different voices. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Oftentimes they share mind. And so you really feel the collective. But they love to say, we share one mind, but we wear different shoes.
That is so illustrative. Yeah. I really like, and frankly, it's a bit mind-blowing about what you just said. I am deep diving right now into the telepathy tapes, because Dr. Diane Hennessy Powell is going to be coming on the show soon. And first of all, extremely moving. And I've known this for 12 years. I've known that these are not disabled, but exceptional, and possibly part of the new human coming to the earth.
Yes.
And one of the things that these autistic people say very often is what we do, because most of them are nonverbal, what we do is what is going to be the new human on earth. So I have that perspective, and now hearing you say it from this perspective of channeling, that just takes it even deeper, this concept of where we're headed and how we'll behave. And I love this idea of the rawness of that, the realness of that. Yeah. This is really what I'm feeling. This is really who I am, really what I'm thinking. Yes. Yes. And that's what we'll be transmitting and receiving.
Yeah, it's fascinating, because when you think about your connection to your guides and your connection to Source itself, you just don't have one guide through your whole life. You have a multitude of guides and angels and ascended masters. You have a team that is cheering you on and supporting you and is there for your individual and every needs. And so you might have a guide that comes through that supports you in your career, or that supports you in your relationships, or that supports you in your learning to your next level of consciousness, that pushes you, to that precipice to make that career jump or to make that purchase. You never have just, one angel on your shoulder for the rest of your life and that's it. So the guy, what we're doing is really, and what the guides are showing is really an illustration of what happens with all of us, which I think is very exciting.
But to your point, and I think so important that everyone remember, is that none of it is for your career or your purchase or any of that life stuff. Your incarnation is important only because it teaches your soul who you are. Every one of your lifetimes adds to a knowledge, a realization of who your soul is. And so every incarnation is an opportunity to experience an aspect of your soul. So the important element about all of that guidance is your self-realization. It is a discovery of who you are and how powerful you are and how connected you are to the entire universe.
Yes.
You know, I really think our number one challenge, or at least this is what the guides tell us, is that we keep separating ourselves.
Yes.
We separate ourselves from each other, and we separate ourselves from all of the rest of the universe. It's out there. We always get frustrated when we hear a lot of UFO enthusiasts because they're all excited about seeing a spaceship. And I'm like, no, no, no. It's the beings inside. They're your brothers and sisters. They're connected to you. You know, this is really what this is about. And so all of that, I think, is part of our ascension. I think it's part of our understanding. And it's so exciting because it's happening right now. You know more about who you are today than you did yesterday.
And that also means that every life matters. Every person, no matter what circumstance they're going through, no matter where they live, no matter how much they have or don't have, it's all their unique experience in this incarnation that is evolving their soul. And so we have to remove judgment from all of that, from all of our brothers and sisters, and realize that, you know, we're all advancing. Each and every one of us shines our light in our own unique way to make this diamond sparkle.
Oh, I love that.
What's interesting is that the guides have talked to us a lot about our chakras.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they've really emphasized for us is that our chakras are part of our being fully equipped for this incarnation, for every incarnation. Yeah. And they make a point about the heart chakra particularly. And I think it's helpful for this conversation because they talk about the heart chakra not as just the energy of love, but really the energy of compassion. And when you think about connection, that's probably one of the most important things that those energies are needed for. In other words, my ability to say, you know, I may not relate to anything about you. I may not even agree with anything that you think or do or believe or any of those things, but I can understand from a compassion standpoint that you are who you are, that you were formed the way you were formed, and that there's probably some value in that for me. And so that compassion, that saying, I don't need to agree with you to feel what is important to you and to accept it and to allow it. And I think that's a wonderful way to kind of think about how we're going to stay connected to one another.
Yes. I love everything you just said. And it's such an affirmation to me. I do shamanic galactic healing work and I run groups.
Yes.
And these are the very things I talk about. The original wound being separation, the longest walk being from the head to the heart, which
yes.
is exactly where we need to be today and going forward. And the chakras, I do a lot of healing on chakras, and I think that's huge. I like also this element of this is not just to love, but this is to have compassion. And I kept having this vision as you were sharing that of a judge, because I think a good judge anyway really has to understand both sides, or maybe there's more than two sides, but has to be able to take all the information in. And imagine if we were able to do that without shunning people, judging people, labeling them, all the things. And I agree with you about the UFOs out there, when we have thousands of genetics of extraterrestrials in us. We are them, you know?
Yes. We are them, that's right.
Yes, absolutely,
absolutely.
You know, it's amazing, Debbie, as you say that about judgment, this image came forward in my mind from ancient Egypt of Anubis, the god of the underworld, and how he has those scales, and he weighs the heart of the deceased person against a feather. And it really is the heart. It's not your actions and your deeds. It's how you responded in all of those situations, which I think is fascinating. And that's the true value of who you are, you know?
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. And I think for people out there who are very sensitive, very loving, and sometimes feel like I'm too much that, we're often taught that in this world, but to really understand it's a beautiful quality you have, and you're the right person at the right time. So I have a lot of honor in that. And I want to ask you guys, because I, first of all, AJ, what does that stand for?
It stands for Anthony John. And so I go by AJ. It's really easy to remember, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Okay, AJ. I love it. I love initials. And what is happening? I know what I'm witnessing happen, but there's definitely more channelers, more interest in channelers, more light language than ever. There's 3-Eye Atlas, which is not a comet, but rather a conscious, benevolent entity. And then we're told by many gifted people out there that 2026, 2027 is going to be unprecedented as far as finally, I'll use it in my words, well, what they're saying is that something's going to start happening, way more activity in the UFO ET world. And my sense of what I'm hearing is that it's going to be unprecedented. So has it started? Is there a, some completely outside of ascension and all that stuff, but something really big going on right now?
And you can see it in the darkness as much as you can see it in the light. And I think it's important that we consider that. In other words, you're seeing a churning up where deceit is not working, where we are becoming more and more. The guides often say an indicator of your growth, of your progress, is your discontentment with the way things are, your recognition that I'm not happy with the choices I'm making. I'm not happy living a life where everything external is affecting me and I'm helpless, right? And the guides aren't saying, well, stop being helpless. The guides are saying, stop believing that you are affected by your external as opposed to the power you have internally. And so we're waking up. I really love the analogy of awakening, because I think there's something very real to that, that we are waking up to an understanding about who we are that we've never had. Now, that understanding isn't, that reality isn't new. It's just our realization of it that is now occurring. Right. Many of our ancients knew it, and we've forgotten over years. And I think that has a lot to do with technology and a number of some of those other components, but unimportant. What's important is that we're awakening now, and we're recognizing now something is not what is supposed to be. And so that's why I think you're going to see the next few years exploding, because more and more of us are saying there's something more here. And I want to find out what that is, and I want to know what that is. And that's why we're so excited about your listeners and so excited about these broadcasts, because we watch it happen right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we often get distracted by the idea that something external, we have to wait for something external to happen, whether it be 3-Eye Atlas or, you know, 2012 or 2050 or whatever the case may be. You know, the time is now. We have this moment. And as you open up to your understanding of that, of being in the moment through your practices, through your meditation, through your intentions, through your manifestation, through your actions of compassion and love with others, through your appreciation of the environment, this is a time where your consciousness opens and you're able to see those lights in the sky. You're able to connect with those people that are most like-minded to you and form new groups. You're able to go deeper with your guides and maybe open your empathic and intuition skills and open to channeling and receive messages and have that interaction. But it's in this moment. And I can honestly say that as much as all of the contrast and change is happening and all of the human resonance and the sunspots and the 3-Eye Atlas and every and the technology and the AI and everything that's happening, you know, in the immortal words of Al Jolson, you ain't heard nothing yet. hold on to your seats, because we are in the most exciting ride of our lives with this incarnation. And things are going to be happening in terms of your conscious understanding, what happens to your individual perceptions of reality and your experiences, and what happens in the larger world with your connections to animals, your connections to the environment, your connections to food, and your connections to our brothers and sisters in the extraterrestrial realm and your guides. It's going to be absolutely off the charts.
Yeah.
But you have to get past the idea of, you know, money and economy and possessions and all of the sort of status quo. And that's why there's a little bit of turbulence right now, you know. You know, but it is in developing your own practices and your abilities and trusting your intuition and trusting your relationship that all is well and everything is in accord.
And the guides remind people often, this is why you've incarnated now. This was what you wanted to see, because this is the time that this is happening. And so what a perfect time to incarnate. Now, at the same time, notice how many have left the planet.
Yes.
How many have decided this is not for me. This is not what I want to witness. I'll come back when you've got it figured out, or I'll come back another time. But for all of us who are here and living and breathing, this is what you asked for. This is what you knew was coming and you incarnated toward, because you have that power. You didn't incarnate by accident. You didn't incarnate for any reason other than your choice. And so what a marvelous choice. You know, what a marvelous ride we've decided to go on.
Yeah.
Bumpy. Bumpy. It'll be bumpy.
And it'll be exciting too. So, you know.
But who likes a calm roller coaster?
Right. No, I agree with everything you just said. Absolutely. It was so nicely put. And I like this. I always like this information because it reminds people they had choice even before coming in this body. And their soul definitely chose, fully understanding what it was going to be like. I want to be there. I want to be a point of light. And so
yes.
I think it's okay to feel all the things, but I also think it's important to get back to center and frequency. And remember, there's a lot of worth to that word light worker. You definitely came to hold the light during
That's
these turbulent
right.
times, but also very exciting times. Yes, yes, yes. So please.
Your audience call us the people who come to our monthly channelings and whatnot, they call sentinels. And what they mean by that is there have been a number of us who were set ahead, who awoke early, and who stand a bit ahead because the masses need to see us ahead. That's what a sentinel does, right? I stand way ahead of the rest of the troops, and I'm sort of saying, it's okay, this is safe, you can come forward. And so there's a very special role for those of us who have been practicing and who are interested in this. And so always encourage us to take on that role and to say, I'm a sentinel. I play an important role in the rest of humanity that is yet to awaken, that is still coming. So every time I shine light, this is really what to us a light worker is. When I shine light, I'm waking others up.
Mm.
I'm standing ahead and saying, this is where we're going, and it's safe. Come on. It's okay.
It's safe. Come on. Let's go. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with that, I'm going to take
That's
a
right.
Yeah, you always head
here.
Toward the light.
Head toward the light. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we're going to take a pause right now, because as soon as we come back, we're going to head right into channeling. So I want to invite you all deeper into this work. First of all, important, if you feel like what you're witnessing, if you're watching us on Spotify, Rumble, YouTube, any of the video places, and you see some spottiness happening, Please understand that AJ and Tom are bringing in Source. I don't know that Source was built to be filtered through this, what we call Wi-Fi and bandwidth and everything is pretty small for Source, although Source is Source. But still, that's some of what's going on. So just hang with us. The most important thing is the information is there, and this is profound. And then if you would like a free gift, I have got a starseed report and video for you for folks who want to find out more about your galactic ancestry, which starseed or starseeds are you. This is a deep dive. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's Debbie with an I and Dachinger with a C. So it's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And if you folks are ready for some profound healing, join us for the next monthly galactic shamanic healing. They have been incredible. And I'm constantly getting guidance about what to do, and it's always changing. And the latest one was that they want me, and I will just call the luminous beings on my behalf. I feel very guided by who have told me, we want you to do a different theme every month. I am really clear. Everything that comes through is to guide people, help some healing. So if you want 90 minutes of just receiving healing, join us. Set up so that you absolutely can join. debbiedashinger.com/healing. And we'll be shifting some timelines. And next, AJ, Tom, myself, are all speaking at the April 2026 New Living Expo. So excited about this, no words. My dear friend Neil Gore is the event owner. I never knew I'd say that about him. He's always been the event producer for everything I've done, but he's finally owning his own event. I'm so proud of him. So please come to this event. It's been going on for over 20 years, only it's going to get a big facelift and a lot of new, young, conscious energy. So come join your spiritual community. It's held in San Rafael, California, April 17th through the 19th, 2026. And you can get your ticket now at newlivingexpo.com. And finally, if this conversation means something to you, hype the videos. It helps. Your support by subscribing, by liking, by commenting, and I read all the comments, it really helps us reach more starseeds, more light workers around the world. So we would also like to feel supported by the community, especially when we gift you with all these amazing conversations and activations. So go ahead. After I publish a video, you have the option to hype it on YouTube, like it, comment. I appreciate all of it. Please do it. Okay, bringing back AJ and Tom. And now, so I'm definitely prepared for you. I'm very excited to experience this. And so is there anything we need to know before you get started?
We're going to begin with a very short meditation, and this is for several reasons. It also, it'll be our invocation to the guides, though they're already around, but it also aligns our energies, and I think it'll help with the internet, it seems to. It aligns those energies together, and so I'm going to lead us in a very brief meditation, and you'll see the guides will take over. And they'll jump in, and you'll definitely see that they're present. And then the guides usually have a very short message that they want to share with everyone. And then they'll ask to open up for questions.
All right. That sounds beautiful.
Great.
One last thing I should say. Sorry. At the end, when they're done, they often say we are complete. And what we encourage you to do at that point is just to sit still for just a few more seconds, because they love to give an energetic hug. When we started channeling together, we couldn't leave our altar. We'd be done, and we knew they were done, but we just couldn't leave because we could feel this. The only thing we can use is hug to describe it. And we've asked them every time we channel to share that with the audience. So whether you're even watching this later, the energies are strong enough to give you that. However, the only thing we request is that you stay open to it and that you allow it to be. You allow the love of the universe to just love you with nothing in return. So at the end, I'll say we are complete, and we're just going to ask you to hold for just a few seconds, and you'll see us come out.
Okay, that sounds so yummy. Thank you for all that, and I turn it over to you.
Great. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. If I would have all of you listening either live or later to share three deep breaths with me, in and out, in and out, in and out. Allow your breathing simply to stay at a slightly slower pace, focusing all your attention on that breath in and out of your body. Feel the deliciousness of the air that is feeding every cell within your body, maintaining your incarnation, your living spirit. This choice you've made to be alive at this moment, fed through the very air that you breathe in effortlessly, breath after breath. Allow then in your exhalation the opportunity that you have in every moment to release anything that does not serve you, the chemicals in your body that are not necessary for you, the thoughts and feelings that are not serving you in the moment, feelings of dis-ease, discomfort, dishevelment, discontent, allowing each of these by choice to simply be released with your breath, allowing it to float away or simply to float at your feet at this moment, allowing you to pick them up should you wish later. Really allow yourself to feel the gift of receiving and releasing. Feel then the energies of the earth coming up through your feet and your seat as they hold you, connecting to your root chakra, enabling you to feel secure in this moment as we take an etheric journey. You are safe, you are settled. Mother Earth holds you and protects you. Feel then the divine energies that are constantly flowing in through your crown chakra, meeting the energies of Earth so that there is a completeness in the partnership between the divine and Mother Gaia, always sustaining you, always enabling you to be both a eternal soul as well as a living being in this lifetime. Feel then from here as your third eye opens and enables you always to connect into the etheric realm where many beings of multiple dimensions are able to connect with you easily and freely at all times. Feel the beautiful indigo light that emerges from the spot right in the middle of your forehead as if projecting an open door. Here is where you are always able to find source, that beautiful light that is shining both to you and through you as your own soul's light is reflected in a perfect image of the light of source. Allow yourself as often as you wish through your third eye to reconnect and realign to this beautiful, brilliant light, your very source of all that is alive, all that is existing. It is from this space that we call in our beautiful guides and the guides of all of those who are listening and present in this moment. We invite you in to join us at this etheric circle, to share your wisdom, and to help us understand what is the greatest and highest good for each and all of us. We ask only for those energies of highest vibration closest to the light to emerge, and we welcome and thank you. We are so interested in hearing what you have to share, and we are grateful for your presence here today.
Indeed, dear one, we are grateful to share in this energy transmission with you at this critical time of your understanding of who it is that you are, the essential light that you bring to others, to your environment, to your situations and your circumstances, dear one, for it is this awareness of your own consciousness, of your own vibration, of your own frequency, your contribution, as it were, to this aspect of your reality. For, dear ones, you are not a bystander in your reality. Things do not happen to you randomly or through fate, as you may call it, but you are all conscious creators. And this is a time of your understanding and indeed mastery of that conscious creation.
We bring you the most important message that we can provide to you, and that is that you are adored by Source. We ask that you hold tightly to this knowing, to this realization, for in the center of many of your choices is a belief that you are tolerated, perhaps at best, or you are enabled and allowed, but no, you are adored. You are part of what completes the universe, and without you, the universe is not complete. And therefore, we encourage you to hold tightly to your knowing that you are deeply adored by the universe itself, by Source itself. You were not simply gotten away with your creation, but were created so purposely and so much a part of all that is. We encourage you to hold tightly to this knowing.
It is safe for you, therefore, to let your heart lead, to go in light, and to share the light as you boldly step forward in those actions of your own self-care and the care of others, your environment, your pets, your children, as you step forward into a new consciousness of one.
There is much for you, sentinels, much for you to learn and to grow in and to shine. For this is why you have awakened early. And we encourage you to enable yourself to fully shine. You are well guided and well protected. You have great resources around you. Yes, there are times when your thoughts get far from you, for it is your thoughts that guide all of your energies, all of your vibration. And so your alignment to Source, your spending time in the mind of Source is what will enable you to shine at your very brightest. This is not an obligation. This is a delightful part of why you have come, and we rejoice in your decision daily to participate in this way.
And as such, we delight in the sharing of energies and the exchange that occurs now with your questions of us.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. What a great start and invocation. I want to begin with a question about the jinn, the fae, the elementals, are they on the same frequency as humans, or is it something else so we cannot perceive them? So are all these fae, jinn, elementals on the same earth timeline wavelength as us, but just a different frequency? How does that work?
Dear ones, you must understand that we are a part of the elemental consciousness as well, and that the human, like the elementals, are multidimensional. It is simply a matter of adjusting your frequency in order to perceive us and to work with us. Again, dear one, there is no separation, and yet there are realms of consciousness necessary for evolution, as it were, necessary for community, as it were, necessary for the expansion of those realms.
Recognize that there is a wide range of vibration, that there is a great amount of frequency, all of it serving separate purposes, all of it necessary. However, we wish for you to understand that you create this reality, that by your belief system, you enable things to occur to you as opposed to through you. In other words, the monster under your bed is as real as you are able to imagine it, and therefore you're identifying anything that is potentially harmful to you, as many of you envision with some of these entities, then therefore it is so, and it need not be. In other words, you have the ability to transcend all things by the way in which you encounter them. These things are not external to you, and therefore they need not ever harm you or anything for you to fear. No, the monsters under your bed come from your own mind, and they are able for you to change and to resolve. Let us give you a great example, for many of you are aware that human spirits surround you. At this time especially, you are quite conscious of this. You say the veil is thin. Yes, the veil shall be thin for quite some time. And yet, some of you allow fear rather than excitement, asking the question, how can we be connected versus how will you harm me? Your fear is always within your control, and its antidote is your curiosity, your willingness to look at what you share and how you share them. You share the earth with the elementals, and they have shared it with you. You have more in common than allow, and fear is what keeps that connection from being found.
Interesting. It's interesting. The only time I've been aware of, I'll just be very honest, the only time I've been aware of fairies or elementals is when I did mushrooms. And speaking of veils, and it felt like, and I was also in a very magical place. This is a few different instances, in a forest, a place, I mean, like right out of a book or a movie. It's so fantastic and unreal, a very magical. And then I could feel their presence. And in, although I'm aware of them consciously, I'm not aware of them. Does this make sense? Like, I'm not aware of them in my everyday life otherwise, but I think it would be fantastical to be aware of them.
Indeed, dear one, this comes out of necessity as well, how this conscious awareness serves your expansion or not. Again, in your answer, this aspect of adjustment of frequency, which can be achieved in so many ways through your meditation, through the opening of your heart, for example, and yes, through the collective consciousness upon which new doors shall open to many realms to change your perception, as it were, of reality.
And consciousness, especially of Mother Earth herself. Consciousness of all that she has to offer you, her ability to bring forth knowledge that is often hidden from you, for you are preoccupied with your survival, recognizing that she has many mysteries and many solutions and much medicine. Many of your ancients have learned the importance of finding her medicine, for it is not simply to maintain your body, but to enlighten your soul, to grow your consciousness, as you discover more and more of the energies connected to her.
Wow, that was yummy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think, and everybody can do that. I just have to tack that on. Everybody can do that. All you have to do is walk outside without your shoes on and put your feet in the ground and the earth and connect with Mother Earth. And it's amazing. Just for inspiration, I did this for a considerable, I don't even know how long, 6 months or so, but every single morning, feet in the grass, and did a shamanic practice and then spoke to her. And I was so moved by the relationship that ensued, like a real relationship with a real entity. And you can do this and it's free. And it's life-changing too.
And most importantly, her vibrations are a part of yours. And what she experiences is a part of what you are able to experience. Why she is a cooperative component in your realization of all that is.
Yes. You know, there is a beautiful quote, Hamlet, written by Shakespeare, Shakespeare's play Hamlet, says to his friend Horatio in Act 1, Scene 5, and there's a quote that is, "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." And that has been coming up for me, this quote, because I am at a point in my life of so much massive expansion, understanding the mysteries, the phenomena beyond the scope of what I ever knew or believed, and beyond the scope of most human understanding or logical reasoning. And so with that idea in mind, I want to start with subterranean earth and the hidden realms beneath the earth's surface. You know, on the one hand, this has appeared in so many civilizations throughout history, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Hopi, the Mayans, just to name a few, the Celtics, etc. And then, you know, you take it to modern day, where apparently there still exist many beings, many species inside Earth. Can you talk about these inner Earth beings with some specifics and some reasons? They may not all be here for us. They may also be here for their reasons, but I'm super curious about that.
We love that you begin with this channeled thought, for it was channeled to the author that there is more than meets the eye, if you will. There is more than we have consciousness of at the moment, and yet we wish to say to you that not all realities are essential to your path and your being, and therefore it is important for you to separate what is knowing and what is realization. It is important for you to recognize that there are many forms of life across the universe and on your planet that are there for you and there inside of you, next to you, with you, coexisting, if you will. The question for you always is, and how is this a gift for me? And what is it that I can gain by knowing? For some of you, the simple knowing is the realization of the immensity of a source, of the universe, of the planet, and so much more present, so much more actively alive, if you will, the number of beings that exist, many of which have a different consciousness than yours, but not there for your myth, but there for their reality, for they are experiencing the universe as well. They are ascending as well, many of which in inner Earth are maintaining Earth, are enabling Earth through their consciousness, through their own growth, through their own expression. We may describe them to you, they shall feel fantastic. But we shall raise one example, not necessarily of inner Earth, but across the universe. This is the dragons that serve you well, connected mostly to the celestial, but present in all realms, and there to guide and assist you, there to protect, there to enable, there to share for you. You hold the power, but your dragons, for example, are servants to you, to assist you, to comfort you, to guide you. There are many such creatures around you, beneath you, in front of you, and above you.
This includes the extraterrestrial realm, which coexists in, on, and around the Earth, the solar system, the galaxies, and so on. It is a matter of opening your reality to these various dimensional possibilities, a matter of consciousness, conscious awakening, as it were. A whole world exists in outside of your front door. It is a matter of your willingness to simply step outside.
And this is why balance is so very important. We shall speak of your balance, dearest ones, beloveds, for the rest of the planet is in constant work towards balance, towards an equilibrium, if you will, though ascending, though growing, always held steady through the issue of balance. And therefore, the lesson for you is to ask, where is balance outside of its realm for you under your surface, for the entities around Earth, I say around, both within and outside, are there to show you the beauty of such balance, of such cycles, for you live in a universe of cycles, never the same, never returning to the same point, but always as a spiral, so that this next day is not the same as the one last year, but is involved in greater and greater expansion, so that it is new What is the balance that is needed for your planet now? This you can learn from the beings both within Earth and around it.
I'd like to clear up a little bit of history and talk to you about Admiral Richard E. Byrd. So between the time of the Great Depression and World War II, Admiral Richard Byrd of the U.S. Navy pioneered exploration of the poles here on Earth. And after many of his trips to the Arctic zones, there is a Byrd narrative, story, journal that sticks out. And that was his record-setting flight that went over the North Pole. And according to his diary entry written during his polar flight, Admiral Byrd came across suddenly this warm, lush climate. He looked down and he saw mammoth-like creatures and an ancient human race or alien race that had been residing within the Earth. I would love you to tell me, I know he actually landed and supposedly had contact. What did Admiral Byrd actually see? What did he actually experience? Who and what was that? And what was that sector of the Earth, unlike the rest of the location he was flying over?
Let us begin with the reality that you are in a boundless universe, and you search often for steadiness, for status, when in fact there is constantly moving and evolving reality. You are all privy to this as you wish for it and as it is necessary for you. Byrd had a wonderful ability to look beyond, to consider other possibilities. Many of you shut down these experiences, for you say the North is cold and the South is warm. You say the sun rises in this direction. You say beings are these things, when in fact there is unending possibilities, not simply far away in other galaxies, but there on your planet, for you create them. You enable them. You open to them. This is what Admiral Byrd did so well. He was open to a different possibility, and so he was able to see it, and yet we wish to show you that it is within the realm of his imagination, his thinking. And this is important to realize, for often we begin our imagination within the box of what enables for us reality. And we encourage you to open this box, to let out all the possibilities that may be. This is more than able for all of you to experience more than what you are expecting or what you have been taught to be reality. For Admiral Byrd, it was the juxtaposition of a warm and luscious climate in the midst of what appears to be vast waste and emptiness, finding forms of life that are always around, yet not always visual, not always able to be seen. All of you have this ability. All of you are able to step beyond. We return, though, to our question. How will this serve me? How does this assist me in my purpose and growth as a soul, as a being? Your curiosity is your guide, but do not allow walls that are put up based upon what you believe to be reality, for there is boundless ability to see a wide and vast amount of what you would call real.
Indeed, dear one, this is the foundation, the basis of what you would call or consider manifestation in the realms where all is possible for you, where you are able to attract those things that you only can imagine, that you only dare to dream. We remind you again, all this a matter of frequency, a matter of conscious co-creation. There are indeed, many realms of consciousness in and around and within your earth and your skies, many levels of conscious expansion in these worlds, as you may consider them in their separateness, and yet all coexisting.
Nothing is hidden. Nothing is kept from you. All is available to you and limited only by your ability to believe and your fearlessness.
Lovely. Much later, this story progresses. The U.S. government gets involved and they employ Admiral Byrd for another mission, and this time to go to Antarctica in Operation High Jump. And they set up base camp, trucks and planes and ships, everything is there. And they don't complete the mission. They abruptly pull out of the region. What drove Admiral Byrd and the U.S. military to leave that region of Antarctica so quickly? What actually happened?
It was occupied. And it was occupied by entities that were not interested at the time for revelation, for it was way too soon. You shall find in the coming decades that these things shall be more exposed. The melting that is occurring now is revelation. It is not tragedy. It is revelation. For more and more of these things are emerging and yet on their own timeline. There is much that is not yet exposed to you, for you are not quite ready for it. But notice that some of you sentinels are able to expand out so that you can, like Admiral Byrd, share what do you know to be possible, what you know to be partial reality. And yet, at the time, it was too soon. It would cause too much panic. It would cause too much fear across humanity. And therefore, you may say they were scared away, and for good reason. And yet, we want to encourage you that all is being melted away and is will be revealed.
Indeed, dear one, we remind you that as vibrational beings, you are either attracted or repelled to those things that fit within your vibrational frequency. Sometimes a matter of customization, as it were, a gradual shifting of frequency, of consciousness, of allowing to accept more in. Consider the analogy of your food. As you try certain foods at certain points in your life, you are either attracted or repelled to them. A matter of frequency, a customization, compatibility, as it were.
You are adored and therefore you are cared for. This is a good example of that.
And by the way, thank you so much for knowing the name of my show. That was really beautiful to know that source knows Dare to Dream and fills my heart. I would love to know our galactic family, our galactic community, as we get more and more close to them and close to connecting with them at a way deeper level, but also a way more awareness level. What is it that we can do to start to prepare ourselves? Is there any frequency changes or emotional changes, physical changes? What might you recommend that we here can do so we can meet our family?
Let us begin by recommending different language, if you will. We say with love that it is human nature to compact and to compartmentalize and to throw all into a single basket. So as you say they, you are speaking of many forms and many races and many species, all of which are different and hold different frequencies, have different histories, have different perspectives, if you will, have different approaches and philosophies and understanding of source. They share different motives. And therefore, we would suggest you begin with an understanding of yourselves as starseeds and an understanding of who your history involves and is connected to, likely more than one civilization, likely though there is a dominant civilization that you feel greater connection toward. And to this end, there are much knowledge across humans to help identify some of these characteristics. And yet we warn you, do not allow yourself to fit a box, for there are no boxes in the universe. There is instead an affiliation, an affinity, if you will, towards other civilizations with whom you share components of your reality, of which you share components of your purpose. For example, those of you who feel compelled to seek solutions are likely more connected to one civilization than another. Those of you who feel great compassion and great love, those of you who are healers, we could continue. Find your affiliation. This is a good beginning, for this already exists for you. This is already a part of who you are, and this is already a part of your family. From there, recognize that the universe is fundamentally cooperative. In other words, not just connected, not just aware of what is shared, the energy of source, but also what is cooperative, what is working toward in cooperative ways. We love this word, cooperation, for we love it as it enables different roles to work simultaneously together, not all doing the same thing, not all serving the same purpose, but recognizing their interconnection, their contribution to one another. And so a good exploration is to understand how the universe and the civilizations within it cooperate with one another. The Galactic Council, the Galactic Federation, for example, one of many examples of a cooperation, of collaboration. These are worthy of your attention and of your inquiry.
Indeed, dear one, and an interesting mirror here for you, for this is the operating frequency of the universe, of the higher realms, as it were, everything working in co-creation, in cooperation. And so the short answer to your question, as it were, in an opportunity to see us, co-create with us more, would be first in aligning with your frequencies of love and cooperation, to join us on those planes upon which we operate. For we have coexisted with you always in many forms and in many ways. And yet again, a matter of frequency. Once you have stepped collectively into this allowing, this accepting, this realization that there is no harm, no threat, only expansion, then greater realities of all of the realms, including ours, shall open up to you.
What a lovely opportunity for you to ask both. What is the cooperative component that these civilizations bring to us, and what is the cooperative component we bring to them? For your human species has much to contribute. Mother Earth has much to contribute. And therefore, all are advanced, all are expanded through such cooperation. It is a two-way street.
Indeed. Thank you. I have two final questions. I want to ask about what's happening right now. As our vibration and Earth's vibration is changing so rapidly, how are time, memory, and destiny all changing?
Recognize that the universe only has two main purposes: to create and to expand. You are seeing a bit of both at this time. You are seeing an expansion in consciousness, for this is the very nature of the universe, is consciousness. And therefore, what comes with consciousness and the expansion of it is a far greater reality, is the word you wish to use. This is fine. It is a far greater understanding of all the possibilities that exist for you, that exist for the universe itself. And your participation in this, and yet, we wish for you to recognize the existing conflict between the darkness and the light, between those things that have separated and held back for your expansion as a human species. Separation, which has led to hatred, war, and many of these other things. Deception, greed, elements that have held you back as a species and has sought to harm you. These must be recognized and rectified. And how? How does this occur? Notice that in your own human illnesses, you must bring the boil to its fullness. You must bring the fever to its highest pitch before it is able to resolve, and you are living through this at the moment. This is what makes it such a bumpy ride. Mm-hmm. And yet, you must trust that it is evolving into its own understanding, and you are evolving with it, and play a critical role in moving it forward, expanding it on to a different reality, to a different timeline. Therefore, it is important for you not to become caught up in the individual events, not to spend much of your attention on these, for they shall not yield change. What is important instead is that you hold your vision towards what you want, We wish to encourage all of you to see and visualize the world you wish to live in, for this is how it is manifest. Spend no more time on attention to what you do not want. Focus purely on what it is that you wish to see occur. And then your vibrational frequency shall enable this reality to come forward.
Indeed. And so the nature of the universe, the nature of the planet, the environment, and indeed you yourself, is this aspect of continual expansion and creation. Nothing has changed in this respect. And yet, what makes this such a significant time for you is your own conscious awakening to this realization, your part and your role in the conscious creation, being the master of your destiny, as it were. You're coming to an important realization of the significance of your choices and their ramifications for your own expansion and their impact and the expansion of everything and everyone around you at this time.
Dearest ones, we encourage you to recognize your role in this. So, as you visualize a world without war, you must ask the question, when do I separate myself from the humans around me? When do I curse at the person in traffic next to me? When do I judge the one in line in front of me? When do I enable separation? For it is the same energy as the wars that you despise. These are no different. This begins then with an understanding that as you are adored, as you complete the universe, so do all the humans around you. And we would ask simply that you see them in this light, that you identify them as equally magnificent as you are considered magnificent. Then you shall see peace, for you shall enact it.
Wow. Thank you. That was so amazing. And that was not my next question, but a thought in the back of my head about what would you leave people with to do? What are some practices? And I think you just amazingly laid it out for us. And remembering to be the masters of our life, remembering that any label we put out there is literally the mirror about what's going on the planet, the importance of owning our peace and how we behave, being responsible.
Yes, but not for the effort. Let us be clear. It is through your alignment to Source, for this is the nature of Source. As you align to Source, your vibrations align. You cannot help but shine your light. The rest is simply remembering, simply returning to this reality. So the more you spend aligned to Source in so many ways, we love appreciation as one of the quickest routes. But as you align to Source, these things shall come to you. They are not based on effort. They are not based in discipline. They are not based in character. They are simply based in alignment.
Indeed, dear one, and this was the drive for so many of your ancient civilizations in their practices and in their undertakings, the sacred circle, the understanding of sacred geometry in their connectedness. For there is no separation in geometry. There is only the whole. This is the basis of all frequency and understanding.
There are so many people who, there's a myriad of feelings going on. You've addressed many of them. I do want to address exhaustion. And my sense is that as old realities collapse, as frequencies change, and maybe even some of what's happening with the sun codes, I'm not sure. But I know I personally, I'll just admit, I have to have a nap every day. And yesterday I had two. The exhaustion is, it definitely hits me. And that's new. What can we do to stabilize ourselves? Can you address the exhaustion, but also how can we stabilize ourselves through all of these transformations?
A baby who is growing needs many naps. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
It is a natural and normal part for humans. You wish often to do. And we say often to you, simply be. Being is of greater value than doing. Exhaustion is a wonderful reminder that at times there is nothing to do but to rest, to self-care, and to know that the universe is in perfect balance, harmony, and control. Therefore, there is no shame in rest. And exhaustion is simply reminding you of this, your body so brilliantly equipped to tell you what they need and how they need it. And yet it is easy for you to disagree with your bodies, to say, no, I know better. When your body says rest, we encourage you to rest, just as when your body say eat, we encourage you to eat. All of these things, all of them, and in fact, the pleasure that they cause, are all designed as part of your universe. They are designed for you as humans to live full and complete lives. Therefore, rest when needed, allow as is, for there is much growth as we began. There is much expansion underway, and this means there is much adjustment for your bodies, for your mind, for your soul. All of these things then need the care that you give it. They need the time in silence. They need a time without distraction. Turning off those components that you have created that keep you constantly involved in other stimuli that are not always needed and that block your own spirit, that block source. Finally, we would say to you that there is a reason why we use the term source. For it is the source of all energy. It is the central intelligence of the universe. And therefore, much like the electrical plug that you have in your household, it is important that you remain aligned and connected. For this is the source of your energy. This is the source of your wholeness.
Indeed, dear one, we remind you of the animal kingdom on your planet and their propensity to take time to rest and connect with the earth. This a valuable opportunity to allow to receive, for it is in these moments we not only find the ability to recharge energetically, but to allow the space in between, as it were, to receive guidance, inspiration, and such to continue forward. And we remind you that this is an important nexus for you as you come to an understanding. It is not in your doing of things, in your busyness, as it were, and attention of those things that are external to you, but a return to your beingness, an ability to take the time to rest, to learn more of who you are, and discover that aspect within you, which is your own operating system, your energy fields, your consciousness, for example.
Do not think that these are not contributions that you bring, for even in rest, your light shines. Your ability to envision quietly has great power. And therefore, you do not need to do in order to contribute. You simply need to be and to be aligned.
Indeed, we remind you of the unconditional, abundant love of Source and your own capacity, unbounded means of love and compassion for self and others. You are carried, you are nourished, and you are loved. And with this, We are
complete.
Ah, thank you. Wow. What a beautiful transmission. I felt such love through that.
Me too. The moment you started, it's a little hard to put words to it, but the moment you started, I'm going to try to come back here. I felt just this unbelievable peace and relaxation just in the meditation. And I really appreciated that vibration, that setting of this container. The answers were so gorgeous. And I just want to say, I found it so interesting watching the two of you, because the words, of course, were one piece of it, just all this receiving of knowledge, the energy was another layer. And then yet a third for me was the visual. And I saw divinity in both of you. I saw for you, AJ, you know, you do this thing in the Jewish culture, it's called davening. Right. And so as you were either listening or expressing or letting the expression come through you, just the davening that you were doing. And of course, also because you have the shawl, which is amazing. That's also actually part of the Jewish culture. So that was pretty fascinating. And then Tom, you do for me this energetic dance. You dance the energy with your body, with your face, with your hands. And it was so exquisite to be in the presence of all of this at once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it feels great. I have to tell you, you know, people ask all the time, are you exhausted after doing that? And we're like, no, we're just thrilled. You know, it's just such a feeling of divination, of just allowing. And, you know, these are beautiful entities to host.
And, you know, I wanted to thank you for that feedback because, you know, we kind of rarely get that. But it's very perceptive of you, Debbie, because what Tom often does, he calls it his dance with the divine, which I think is fascinating. And for me, I have that Kundalini energy that moves through me, and that connection and that spiral. It's just spiraling up constantly that is happening as I'm reaching for the divine. And it's like the DNA helix moving constantly in motion. And it's a beautiful feeling. And I'm sure that many of us experience that in a great many ways. And it's even the way plants grow. They come up from a seed in this spiral, in this little dance. It's so wonderful how all of these things are mirrored in us. There truly is no separation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. My massive appreciation, gratitude. I'm so happy to know you both now.
Oh, we're delighted to know you.
We're looking forward to meeting you too.
Yes, it'll be sooner than we think at New
I know.
Living Expo. And so folks who would like to hear you speak in person, you can go to newlivingexpo.com. Tell us, where else can people find you?
Well, you know, the first port of call is our website, speakingfromsource.com. And there's so much for you there. We always do a live monthly group channeling, which is done over Zoom every month. Of course, if you want to do a deep dive, you can always book a personal channeling session with the guides, and you'll get a video and a written transcript of your time with the guides, because as you've kind of sensed, they go into the deep and meaningfuls. And we also have this beautiful gift for you as well. If you go onto our website, you can sign up for our Wisdom Wednesdays. And it's a beautiful piece of sharing that the guides offer via email every week. There's a quote from the guides and an extended extrapolation of that. And a lot of people look forward to that, to shift their vibration every week and to inspire them. And so that's our gift to you, is Wisdom Wednesday.
That's always the amazing thing for me, especially in our group channelings, which we offer just so that people can experience it and ask their questions.
Yes.
In a less expensive group setting.
Yes.
And it's always amazing how often people say to us, they'll write us after Wisdom Wednesday, and I go, how did you know? Are you following me all week? How did you know? And I'm like, well, because it had to be, you know. And the same is true. A lot of times our groups, when they get through with the guides are through with their general message, they're like, oh, well, you already answered my question.
Yeah, it's
because of course they're connected. Our energy.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, for those people that love social media, we're on all your favorite social media.
Yep.
Just type in at Speaking From Source into your browser and you'll find us on YouTube and Facebook. We've got lots of channeled videos that we share, interviews with wonderful people on podcasts just like your own, Debbie. So we're just thrilled to get the messages of the guides out.
We're part of the Soul Search family, and we recorded a 12-part series called The Infinite Pathway. Which is 12 different episodes on some of the main premises. So the guides really work in premise. They're really trying to help us reset our premises. That's their word. We think of them as beliefs or, you know, foundational understandings. They like the word premise. And in fact, they always talk about our language being so limited. So you hear them, I think they even said today, when they like a word, they're like, we love this word.
Yes,
and there was a time we channeled a while ago when they said, this is not the right word.
Yeah, they do often, actually.
This is not the correct word.
Yeah, it's so funny. You know, when you look back at my earlier channeling, actually, I used to go, and it was so, and I could feel them scanning my vocabulary, trying to get exactly the word, you know, and it wasn't the reach in the connection. It was them trying to scan my vocabulary for just the right word.
And going full circle, this is the beauty of when we become more telepathic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we channel, we don't get words. We get downloads, and we get an understanding, a knowing. And imagine when we're able to share a knowing with one another and not rely on words or vocal inflections or any of that. That's coming.
Yes, yay. Yes, yes.
Yay for all of that. And so your website is,
right.
It is really exciting. I agree. I'm here for it. Speakingfromsource.com.
Yeah.
That's your website. And then your Wisdom Wednesdays, your free gift. Where do people go for that?
So
everything's on the website.
Yep.
So if you go to Speaking From Source, you'll see a place to sign up for Wisdom Wednesdays. You'll see a place where you can sign up for any of our events. And you'll also see a place where you can join our circle of light. You know, we've sort of alluded to this in our conversation, but community is everything. And so we need a place for sentinels to come together and talk to like-minded people. So we created Circle of Light. Those who become members of Circle of Light, we have special lives that we do, discussions where they can share. And we have, again, they get the monthly channeling free, so they can
Yes,
be part of that.
12 monthly channel.
But again, the idea is to create community.
Yeah, and all of that you can find on our front page of our website, actually. There's the links for all of that. So it's pretty easy navigation,
One-stop
but
shop.
one stop shop. There we go.
And a big shout out to Source for knowing Dare to Dream and even including that in one of his explanations about something. I really got a kick out of that. And I just want to say the funniest story about words in the English language, and I don't know how anybody learns it. I mean, we learn it, we grow up with it, but somebody from another country, right? It's incredible to me. I have a dear friend who channels, she lives in Amsterdam, and we leave each other voice texts. And she was trying to explain something to me, and she said, "Well, it's like you pour it into a mold." Wait. That, you know, the thing you pour clay into and it hardens. She goes, "Oh, it can't be mold. That's a bad thing. That's bacteria." And I had the biggest laugh. I think I was driving, listening to it, and I thought, who thinks about that? Like, who did that? Mold, as in something that could exist in a house or otherwise, that is really bad for us. And then a mold, as in a container that hardens. And yeah, that was amazing. So, yes, it really is quite the
Our
language.
words are very ambiguous. Our words are very ambiguous. And that's why I think you mentioned as light language is coming forward as well, you don't have to understand light language. It's the energy of the transmission. And it's the same with the guides. A lot of people just love to watch our YouTubes of us channeling and sort of just tune out a little bit because it's the energy transmission as much as the words themselves.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, a huge virtual hug to both of you collectively.
Oh,
Thank you
back
so
at you.
much for today.
Thank you.
It was
Been a
exquisite.
pleasure. What a delight. Thank
Yeah.
you. Can't wait to be in person with you.
So April 17th through the 19th, come join us. It's going to be community. It's going to be a party. It's going to be live. And you'll get to hear them channel live. There are so many amazing people coming. I'm going to be moderating panels. I'm going to be speaking. And I can't wait. This is in San Rafael, California, newlivingexpo.com. And I end the show today with this reminder. When two voices merge as one, the illusion of separation dissolves. So the guides remind us, you are not learning to connect with Source. You are remembering. You have never been apart from it. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls
Amen.
connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the show, I'm speaking with Stephanie Banks, who uses the practice of channeling, mediumship, and connecting to spirit. Receiving messages for all of us for our highest good. And also, it's a double whammy next week. We're also having a second guest on, a second show on a different day, Ken Lloyd, the channeling healer. Do subscribe to this number one transformation conversation. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.